telling us that we suck at our transitions.
Okay, close the door.
I don't have a title. I think it's called If I'm Dumb or something. Take one. Here we go.
Last time on Bucci.
Try to get people around here to talk about Brian Wilson, and they're just not interested. You just wanted to bring people together, you know, by going, call up and go, bub, 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 with
Bucci.
Don't stop harmonizing.
Hi, I would like to harmonize with you and Sam. Oh.
Wouldn't it be nice? No,
that's
copyright infringement.
I'll harmonize with
you.
What's up?
Is this an annoying hour of radio? You know, the thing about, you know, harmony is you have to do it really, really well.
No, it's true.
I thought Brian Adams was in the Beach Boys.
Blend your voice with him and make it very beautiful.
Okay.
You're not singing. I feel like Brian's death has caused me to spiral into a terrible topic.
By training, I'm a music therapist, so I'm listening and I'm going, well, you know, all right. Do, re, mi, you know?
The do,
and then
I
you can go
up
two more steps,
re,
and that's
me.
And then Gucci, vive, me, and we'll all sing together in perfect harmony.
No.
So here you are, Miss Spooky. Maybe you could just do something like that.
God only knows what I'll be without you. God only knows what I'll be.
God only knows.
God only knows what I'll be.
And now, this week on Bucci.
It's another hour of Mona. No, it's not. It almost was. Mona was really peer pressuring me into doing another hour of her show on Bucci. But we got into this screaming argument in between after the transition. But I started really crying, and she said, okay, this week.
Bucci's in a tizzy.
I was in a tizzy, but now I'm not. Okay. It is, what is it? June 20th. So you know what that means. Let's crack a can of... Mmm! Rum. Mmm. Nothing like several gulps of rum. Thick, brown, canned rum before doing booch. It's,
That's bad for the booch.
No, it's good for the booch. Makes me feel, I don't know. I'll get back to you what it makes me feel. I was going to drink water because I feel like I'm going to pass out, but then found this case of rum under the board. I guess Mona was drinking it, or maybe John Allen was drinking it, or Jessica. Any number of those DJs who are on Fridays. Okay. So, babes, it's the summer. Or I guess I should call it the rummer now.
Smooth booch.
It's really annoying. Usually, I gotta say, I'm not the biggest fan of the summer. I don't like the heat. I prefer 65 degrees and overcast. But, you know, what are you gonna do? And also, it's a lonely old time for Bucci. I miss Mrs. Bucci, my future and current wife. Goes on a lot of trips in the summer without me, seeing her friends in Chicago, hanging out with the account people at Samsung, rock climbing, free soloing. That's what she calls it. She uses ropes, you know, she has ropes and everything. She's not climbing the rock face. You know, with no safety harnesses or anything, but she calls it that because she's free from Bucci. So cool. So yeah, I'm left alone quite a bit, which I have absolutely almost no opinion about. Yeah, so Bucci spends most of the summer on the iPod, listening to the Arctic Monkeys, sweating through his bucket hat, donating his organs and his synthesizers. All right, Bucci, calm down. Long hour ahead of you. JK, just kidding. I do donate my literal organs. Usually it's just my liver. I donate my liver a lot. I have this arrangement where they take a piece out of it every year. They slice a little piece of my liver out. People who follow me on Instagram over there at Bucci Nights know that my liver regenerates at a very rapid rate, so I hardly feel it. But it does, you know, it puts me out of commission for a couple of weeks. So the summer is, you know, some summers it is wasted doing that. What else do I do? Something I've been doing the last few years. The house behind my condo has been abandoned for about 3 years now. And there was a very nice family there with they had a bunch of kids. But they moved out, and then I thought there was there's some sort of legal dispute. So it's just been left to rot. And it's now open to the elements. So I don't go in the winter. Lost my train of thought. I was just staring ahead. I don't do that a lot, but I was just staring ahead of me. But in the summer, it's really nice. So I go in there. I kind of break in and I fix, you know, I kind of just hang out in there. Just kind of walk around. Think about the family that once lived there. Wonder if they loved each other. There's a crib in one of the upstairs room. It's a big one, big crib, and sometimes I fall asleep in it. Sometimes I bring an axe, chop at the walls. Not in anger, not for the copper wiring either. If anything, I feel nothing while I'm doing it. I just chop. Is that a Bucci adage? It is a Bucci adage. Anyway, I did that a lot last summer. But that is That's mostly behind me now. I said it's behind me. It's behind me.
It's behind me.
And, of course, one of the big things I have to do in the summer is I have to do Booch. I have to do this show. Got to feed the Bucci content. But not this year. Not this summer. I'm probably going to have to miss, I'm going to miss, 10 shows this summer. Ooh. That reminds me, I got to text Ken. I should have told Ken that before I applied for the summer schedule. He doesn't like us to miss a lot of shows. Sorry, Ken. Sorry, Ken. Shoot. Yeah, lots of summer plans. This is a big one. This is going to be a big 2025 summer. My boss, Steve, he's giving me some time off. People who are just tuning in to the... And I'm talking to you.
You.
You. Knows that I work at a fur store... Steve's Fur and Feathers. We sell and make fur. distribute it around Queens mostly. But there's not a lot of demand, obviously, for fur coats in the summer. So in the summer, we transition over to extremely fake furs, which are just brown jean jackets, basically. And, you know, you write fur on the back of it in, like, what is that white paint, kind of white paint marker that they use for tagging? So anyway, don't have to do that. I'm free. I have UPTO unpaid time off. And looking at my calendar, let me look at my calendar. Man, my calendars, these get folded up so much. Yeah, my calendar's full every weekend. I'm doing something. Let's see what I'm doing. Oh, I'm going to see the John Singer Sargent exhibit at the Met. That's supposed to be really good. It's about his time in Paris from when he was like 17, you know, like a brilliant 17-year-old to when he was, I don't know, a brilliant 32-year-old. That's supposed to be really good. I really want to see. I want to go on an aquarium tour. I've always wanted to do this. Go to every aquarium in the tri-state area, and see the fish. See 2-3 groupers, some yellow tangs. You know, a tricolor shark. And what else? Hang out in that abandoned house, of course. Be carried down the beach by Christ. Well, maybe. And much, much more. Much, 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 much more. It is going to be so much fun. And that is a Bucci promise. That is a Bucci promise. Huh? What? No, I must have. I hit the wrong drop. I don't know what that is.
Bucci.
So anyway, what I want to talk about. I want to talk about your summer. Like, I've told you my plans. Now it's your turn. I want to know what your summer plans, expectations, and plans. But I don't want you to just tell me. You know, that's not good radio. No one wants to hear someone talking for 14 minutes about their summer plans. Nobody wants that, especially Annie. So I want you to show me what your special summer plans are going to be. What are you talking about, Bucci? How are you going to do that on the radio? Well, I have a slide projector. I brought in a slide projector. It's a Kodak slide projector. I pulled it out of my mother's house. It's from 1982 or something. And wait, see? There it is. And what I want you to do is I want you to call in, insert your pictures into the Bucci's slide carousel, and talk me through your summer plans. What are you going to do? Show me a photo of you on a roller coaster, you at a ball game, you, smiling with your friends in front of a lighthouse, eating chowder with your friends also, or your family, or you and a baby. Picture of a baby, if you're planning to have a baby. Fun summer stuff like that. I want you to take us through it. Give me your photos, I'll put it in the projector, tell me when to change it over, and just take it through it. Take us through your plans. And that's what we're going to do. That's after the break. But now, let's listen to some music. And nothing quite says summer like the music of Donovan. And because I don't like the music of Donovan, here's the music of No Man doing Donovan's song Colors better than he could ever hope to do. It's No Man Colors, only on WFMU. What? Here it is again. What is this? What? All right. The wrong button, I guess. I have the wrong button, I guess. All right, okay, here we go. Here it is, No Man Colors with a U. Only on WFMU.
Welcome to the phenomenon of Donovan.
Yellow is the color of my true love's hair.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Bucci's Summer Slideshow.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
Music.
Freedom's a word I rarely use without thinking. Oh yeah, without thinking.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
Hey! Ba-ba-Bucci. We're back. That was No Man with their cover of Colors by Donovan. If Donovan and Walk on the Wild Side made love, that song is the baby that they've had. Because it sounds a little bit like Walk on the Wild Side. But we're not going to talk about Donovan making love again. We're going to talk about your summer plans. But I don't want you to tell it. I want you to show us. I have a slide projector here. Let me start it up. All right. Let's just start it up and see. There's a photo of Bucci, giving Bucci the thumbs up. So I want you to call up with your photos of the summer that you want to have. And take us through it. But I don't want to... Let's just keep the number of slides down to a minimum. I don't want you to, you know, bore us. Because this is not going to be boring. All right. Let's just turn off the slide projector right now. And if you are going to... planning to make love to Donovan this summer, I'd like to see a slide of that, I guess. That's 201-209-9368. So what are your plans, right? You're going to run around in a field catching moths in a jar and then keeping them in the jar, poking some air holes in there, filling it with Coke. Maybe they want the moths to want to drink some Coca-Cola. What else do you want to do this summer? Holding a ice cream sandwich in your mouth, not eating it, just holding it till it melts. That sounds pretty fun, actually. Lobster? Nothing says summer like a nice lobster. Maybe you want to eat through that shell and all. Just crunch through it like a goblin. New Hampshire? Just New Hampshire? Some people just go to New Hampshire. I used to go to New Hampshire all the time in the summer. They used to have this thing what they called the Old Man in the Mountain. And the Old Man in the Mountain was a rock face where if you stood in the certain area of the mountain, you kind of saw this profile of this old man. Chin and nose. I don't want to tell you all the elements that make up an old man's face, but they were all there on this rock face. And then, you know, and it was kind of, it had been there for 8 million years, apparently. And so, you know, they had to, you know, fortify it with wires and stuff. I need another sip of rum. The show is going terribly. And then one day, the night watchman, or the day watchman, one of the watchmen, called up, came to work, and the thing had slid down. It had gone. That's a sentence. And, yeah, real sad. Real sad for the old man on the mountain. And the summer was never again the same. For Bucci. Call her Ego Bucci. No, it's the baby. Baby, what do you want to do in the summer?
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, hello, who's this? Young man, young or old man. What is your name?
Zephram.
What's your name?
I'm 7 years. Zephram.
Oh, Zephram. Okay, Zephram. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Do you have photos of your summer trip that you want to show us, all of us?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Let's start up the slide projector. What is your first, what do you first want to do on, what is your first plan for the summer? Let's see a photo of it.
Go in the pool.
All right, let's see a photo of that. Oh, that's nice of you in the pool. Stay out of the deep end. What's another one you want to do?
What?
What's another thing you want to do in the summer? Let's see a photo of it, a picture. Let's see.
What are you going to do, kid?
There's nothing on that slide. It's just empty slides. Hold on. That's empty, too. What do you want to do?
You
want to go crazy?
Yes.
You're going to go crazy? All right. Let me see a photo of that. Jeez! Look how crazy you're going! Oh, my God. What are you wearing on your hat? It's a clear bucket hat. Wow, you're going to have a great summer. Is this going to be the top best summer of your life?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, I hope you also spend a whole lot of the summer listening to Bucci. No fooling. Get out of the pool and listen to Bucci.
Yeah.
Always. All right? All right, buddy. Have a great summer and listen to Bucci.
Sincerely, Bucci.
That was great. That's something to do in the summer. I love those photos of Zephram, you know, going crazy. And also there was a very eerie three slides of nothing. So I hope he fills in the blanks. Call you, go Bucci.
Bucci, it's Annie.
Oh, hey, Annie, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. So, Annie, do you want to take us through your summer? You have any photos of the summer that you want to have?
Oh, definitely.
All right.
I'll be sitting on our front porch the shade of our dying oak tree.
Okay, let's see a photo of that. Oh, that oak tree is dead. What is going on? What is that oak tree infested with?
Oh, my gosh, ants.
Let's see a close-up of the ants. Oh, yeah, that's sort of.
But I'm listening to you.
Okay, that's another thing you're doing. Let's see a photo of that.
Yes.
Wow, you're really you're frowning in this photo. I don't like that photo at all. What's another thing you're going to do in the summer?
Oh, I'm going to be on a lake, on a boat.
Okay. Ooh, I can't see the name. What's the name of that boat? I can't see the name of it. What's the name of the boat or dinghy?
Oh, the Colin.
The Colin?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm afraid that's wrong. It should be called Bucci, but that's fine.
Nice.
All right. What else? One more photo. Let's just see one more thing of what you expect
one
to do.
One more. I'll be riding my bike with my children, riding their bikes.
So you're going to be riding your bike, and the children are going to be riding their bikes.
Their bike.
Oh,
yes.
That's cute. Look at this. Look at all you guys on a bike ride. Where are you going to go? Where are you going to ride your bike?
We're going to go to our university campus. We'll go to the fountain.
Oh, watch out. Don't ride your bike over this cliff. You're in this photo, you're very close to that cliff. Annie, thank you very much. And always remember to listen to Bucci while whatever you do.
Always.
Yeah, right. 201-209-9368. I want to see photos of you, what you're going to do in this summer. What are you going to do? Are you going to yell Bucci in a crowded theater? Buy some new Adidas slides, whatever. What else? Burn the USA to the ground? What? Caller Yugo Bucci.
Hi, Bucci. How are you?
Hey, who's this?
Franco.
Oh, Franco. Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good today.
I talked to Marty McSorley. I saw Marty McSorley this week, and I
Where did you see Marty?
At the event, the WF, the Radio City event.
Uh-huh.
That's it. That's the end of the story. We just talked about how great you were.
Well, I'm glad. You and Marty are my main men. Different but equal. Okay, let's move on. And I want to... My slides show... I'll make it brief.
All right, yes,
but there's five pictures.
Okay, let's take it...
And they were all in summer.
Okay, let's see them first. All right, you ready? What's the first one? Show it to me.
This is my fourth birthday party in 1959 when I wound up in the emergency room.
Oh, my God. What is
okay.
What do you have, hives? What is that? What's all running up and down your legs?
No, let's get through this list. There's five things.
All right, here we go.
Here I am hanging out the window of a 1957 Chevy.
All right.
Waving a Coke can, driving through a giant sequoia tree.
Oh.
My mom is actually driving.
Yes, I see it. It's one of those sequoias that has, let me see a close up. Oh, I see. It's the sequoia that they carved a little arch into it.
Well, it's a huge tree.
That is what it is.
I saw it much later in my life, and it's really big, but the last time I didn't drive through it, because I was in a Toyota Land Cruiser with a really high clearance off the ground. Okay,
let's see a photo of this Toyota Land Cruiser.
I had
beautiful
a Land
car,
Cruiser.
Beautiful car. Beautiful car.
Yeah,
all right.
Okay.
Let's give me another one. Give me another photo.
Okay. At Muir Beach in 1966 with a traffic cone on my head.
Oh, my God. Why aren't you wearing... you're not wearing a shirt, but you are wearing two traffic cones.
I'm wearing a sweater
instead of
because
shorts.
It's really cold. It was the first time I'd ever been cold at the beach in my entire life.
Traffic cones.
Muir Beach is above San Francisco.
Why are they all?
Okay, number four. Throbbing. In my backyard in Santa Cruz, surrounded by hippies and surfers.
Really supposed to be seeing
on the
summer,
eve of my 21st birthday.
But okay. Oh, okay. Let me see.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, that's me.
Very
that's
nice.
Me with the babe, okay?
Woo, the pig.
Yeah.
Babe the pig.
Yeah, long-haired player.
The pig.
Okay, the last one is a really great one.
Okay.
This was on my 35th birthday.
Definitely need more
and
rum.
I'm up on a ladder painting a pile of wrecked cars in a junkyard for a magazine spread.
Oh, that's a... look at you. I love your art. You know I love your art.
I know you did. Thank you. I appreciate your appreciation.
Okay, well, I appreciate your appreciation
I'm
of my appreciation.
Primer gray. I have like a compressor and a
Don't
generator and a big tub of paint, and I'm wearing a mask.
Don't
but
say tub.
It was my 21st birthday, and you know what? I felt like I owned the world.
Yeah. Okay. I you know, we all did when we were 35 years old.
That's right.
Last,
the prime of life.
Let's
you know?
See the last slide. All right, let's see.
That's the last one.
Oh, my God! That's a scary slide. Franco, yeah. Thanks so much, and have a great summer. It's probably the last time I hear from him. I'll see you in fall. I'll hear from you in fall. Caller, you got Shabooch.
Yes, hello. Bucci.
Yes, hello. Who's this?
Leo.
Yes, who's this?
This is Leo.
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 Leo. Yes. All right, Leo. All right, hey, Leo. What? Let's see some photos of what you're going to do this summer, please. Give them to me.
Well, I'm going down to the Outer Banks.
Okay, let me see a photo of that.
Yes.
Ah, going the Outer Banks. Now, there's no context because I don't know what the Outer Banks is. So,
Banks is the Outer Banks of North Carolina.
Oh, there it is, North Carolina, and you're eating a big bunch of grapes. What? Let me see another photo.
That's the campsite. We went camping in the Outer Banks.
Okay.
Camping.
And let's see this next slide right here.
That's
oh, my God. What are you, rioting? Why is there a riot on this thing? Oh, my God.
You don't really
right.
want to know.
That's I don't want to know anything that's on that slide. That seems very violent, Leo. All right, one more, please. And let's not make it I don't want anarchy on this next one. One more.
This is me fishing. I didn't catch anything, so otherwise there'd be a
fish. Oh, no, it's just you lonely fishing. Oh. You know what? Where are you fishing? In North Carolina?
Yes.
What's a good thing to catch down there? Let's see a slide.
I mean, it really depends on where you are at.
Trout.
Actually, in that picture, I wasn't camping.
Trout.
I was camping in Tennessee on Lake Watauga. I didn't catch anything.
Yeah, there it is. I can see it written there on the lake. Lake Watauga. Beautiful. Well, you're probably using the wrong fly. What kind of fly are you using?
Oh, I tried everything. I tried
you
grubs,
didn't?
Mealworms,
you know
earthworms.
What, you know what you didn't
bait,
do?
Bait.
You didn't try baiting your line with Bucci.
Bucci.
Because fish love Bucci.
Trust Bucci.
That's the end of that sentence.
Yeah.
All right, goodbye. 201-209-9368. I want to see some photos of you and your summer expectations and love. And what do you want to do? Let's see another photo. Here we go. Let's see. I want to look into my own kind of thing. Aww. I can't tell you what's on that one. Oh, that's some beauty on that slide. Next slide. Caller Higabuchi. Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hello?
Yes, hello, who's this?
Wow.
Yes, hello, who's this?
This is Dustin.
What's your name, Dustin?
Jackson.
Oh, hey, Jackson. How are you doing?
Again.
Jackson, again. Hey, Jackson. So, Jackson, you live in Rhode Island, don't you?
Yes.
What are you going to do? You going to eat a stuffy? You're going to eat some clam chowder and a nice stuffy?
I don't like clam chowder.
Do you like stuffies, though? That's
so
unique.
I'm getting out my
PowerPoint
presentation stick. No, I am pointing to this first slide of me. Doing something.
Yeah, you're just standing there. It's quite a creepy one. It's just you standing there. I don't like the way you're looking at me. Let's see one more. Let's see some more, please.
Okay, this next one is me at the beach in the water.
Don't drown like apparently I am going to do this summer.
I don't know how to swim, but I taught myself.
Great, a self-starter swimmer. That sounds safe. Let's see one more there, Jackson. What are you going to do? You going to go to a lightning bolt show?
Here's this series of slides over here. There's me on a plane to Edinburgh. Me
on you're going to Edinburgh. Are you going to go to the Fringe Festival? That Edinburgh Fringe Festival? You're doing a one-man show there or something?
No.
Oh, okay. So, what are you going to do in Edinburgh?
Me at the hotel, and me on the plane back.
Wow, look at that. You love that king-size bed. You're all stretched out in an X. I love a king-size bed. Yeah, it's a good one. And what is that one? Oh, what is that one? I can't see it.
Oh, this one?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Legally, I'm not allowed to say that.
Looks like a roller coaster to me.
No, your eyes are not working well.
My eyes are not working well. Oh, yeah, you're right. You're just standing next to a boombox that's playing the sound of a roller coaster. I'm sorry. All right, Jackson, have a good Rhode Island / Edinburgh summer.
Thank you.
Yeah, goodbye. 201-209-9368. I want to hear some photos of your summer plans / expectations. What do you expect to do? Do you expect to fall in love? Let's be very careful about photos of that. I don't really want to see too much smiling. It kind of makes my teeth hurt. What else are you going to do? Watch the movie Black Mass? Man, I saw that movie Black Mass. That is terrible, that movie. You should, those Boston accents, Benedict Cumberbatch is doing, a British guy doing a Boston cartoon accent is just terrible. He should have swallowed Ben Affleck, and it would have been better if he swallowed Ben Affleck. Caller Igabuchi.
Hey, Bucci, how you doing? Double G.
Yeah, who's this? Double G. Okay, so what's summertime Double G like?
Well, hey, you know, I wear a lot of mesh shirts.
Wear a lot of mesh shirts at once?
It depends on how hot it is, but mostly at least like two colors.
Yeah.
You know?
You wear enough mesh shirts, you actually can't see through them, ironically. Is that ironic? I don't know. So let's take us through those slides. Let's just be very,
so I got
very
this box
careful.
Of slides. I kind of got mixed
Look
up from the Salvation Army
that
box and then like my own personal collection.
It's like an old Puma box. Yes, you want to see some Army slides that you're going to be in the Army this summer?
No, this is from my grandfather's. So he served overseas in a nondescript country. But there's not a much.
Yeah, where overseas?
He couldn't talk about it.
Yeah, probably Bermuda, most likely, right?
He was shell-shocked for most of his life.
Okay. All right, let's see a photo. Let's see the first one, okay?
This one right here. This one's actually...
Jeez! No. Next slide.
Oh, that's
next
not me
slide.
At the beach, Booch. I'm sorry.
All right, next one, please. You at the beach?
Oh, this is me at the beach.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice back tattoo. I didn't know you had it. What is that, an owl? I can't tell from here.
No, it's actually a phoenix, but the guy was kind of like... drunk when he did
There's some
so
blowouts in
like
that thing. I don't know. There's some that the drawing of that phoenix. Well, it's not even emerging. It looks like it's emerging from what is that emerging
a garbage
from?
Can.
Yeah, it's a garbage can. It's a phoenix emerging from a garbage can on fire. Oh, you can't.
Right, that's nice though, right? You like that?
I'm not going to answer that question. All right, let's see some more.
All right, how about this one? Okay, this one is when I was volunteering at a hospital.
Yeah, is this this summer? Because I don't want to see your past summer experiences. It seems like people are showing me a lot of the past. I'm not interested in your past. I'm interested in your future.
I
almost cursed.
Next one.
Okay.
Next one, Bucci.
Okay, what do we got here?
Ooh. All right, this is me at the Mermaid Parade. This is me at the Mermaid Parade tomorrow.
Oh, sure, in Coney Island, sure. Wait, is the Mermaid Parade tomorrow?
Yeah.
Are you lying?
Am I lying? Would I lie to you, Bucci? When's the last time I lied to you? What, last Friday, maybe?
I think it was probably last sentence you lied to me, but...
That's me right there. You'll see me wearing those beautiful wings.
Oh, that's nice. A little fly. You see through. Very iridescent. Very iridescent. And you're wearing very nice makeup. And, oh, there's your trident. Very nice. What's on the other end? What's at the end of that trident?
Don't look at the other end. Don't look at the end. Don't look at the other end. Don't look at the other end. Don't look at the other end.
All right, you have, it seems like you got your summer all planned out, and I just stay, I usually like people listening to Bucci, but just keep Bucci away from all this activity, because I feel like I'm going to get looped into your nonsense.
Bucci, what color do you want? I'm going to send you a mesh shirt so we can match next week.
I'd like a clear mesh shirt, see-through, just
like
clear.
Hot pink? I got hot pink.
No, not hot pink, just clear. Clear. Clear right. As glass.
Thank you,
stop saying hot pink. Goodbye. Caller Igabuchi.
Hey.
Processing. Yes? Who's this?
Hi, this is Mike from D&D Mike that I called in a few weeks ago.
Mike?
When you were playing. Yeah, D&D Mike. We were playing Bucci.
Oh, D&D Mike. Mike D&D, as some people call you. Mike
yeah,
D.
well, we were playing Bucci ball, but I got some slides here.
Bouchketball, actually, but
Bouchketball.
Yes,
Bouchketball. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you should be. So let's see some slides.
Well, here's me with the largest ball of twine.
Okay, you know what they always ask? Whenever I see large balls of twine, I always say, "What's at the center of that ball of twine?" Isn't it better not be a finger or something?
I was told a gobstopper.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay. Next one, please.
Okay, so this is the world's giant paintball. So, we're allowed to paint it, so you can see me there with the paint roller.
You're spending a lot of time with
layer.
The large items. You're spending a lot of time.
It was a theme. It was a theme I was going for.
All right, next one, please.
This is the world's smallest cow.
And everyone's running in fear from it. So I hope you do see
it. Yeah,
it
was a little creepy. Not going to lie.
Because it's upsetting.
I don't know.
I do.
Don't know.
All right. See you later, Mike D&D.
See ya.
Yeah. Caller Igabuchi.
Hello?
Hello? Who's this?
Jackson.
What? Jackson? What are you doing?
Yeah.
I didn't expect to see you. Do you have more slides?
I did.
Okay. What are you? Did you find a new one? Did you come up with something else you want to do?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's see
I
it.
I have this little mechanism.
A mechanism.
That
Tell
can
me
let
about...
me see into the future.
Okay. Well, no, this slide projector sees into the future. All right, let's see. Let's see.
This is the first day of school next year.
Okay, so you're going to summer school, or are you going to summer? Or are you just going to regular school? We're kind of
regular
blowing
school,
past summer.
Grade.
Okay, sixth grade. Oh, I loved sixth grade. My first male teacher, who I hated. What else you got here?
Then there's field day.
What's that?
Then there's field day.
Steel day?
Field day is when you go out into the field.
Oh, field
fun.
Day. Oh, I see.
Field
day. Yes, yes. Oh, look at that. Look at that field. It's so beautiful with the birds.
And then over
here,
that
owl, that double G head on his back. What is that doing there?
Launching into the future. This is me 20 years later.
Whoa, you aged terribly. What is wrong with your face? Why do you look? How old are you? 20 years in the future? You look 58. But you do have a good head of hair, I gotta
30.
Say. A lot of liver spots.
And then
one more, last one. You're bogarting the slide projector.
The last one is me dying happy.
Wow, you look even better when you did when you were 30. You look better now. Oh, dead. All right. Well, I'm sorry. Rest in peace, be buried in, you know, what's the cemetery? What's a big cemetery in Rhode Island? What is it? The
Quaker Cemetery?
No, no, no. Swan Point Cemetery. I hope you're buried in Swan Point Cemetery. It's a beautiful
Thank
cemetery.
You. Bye-bye.
H.P. Lovecraft is buried in Swan Point Cemetery. I got not drunk at a party with someone, and they said that they had dug up H.P. Lovecraft and ate cereal out of his skull. Let's see a photo of that. Yeah. Caller Igabuchi.
Bucci. Jesus. Who's I bet that? Those taste like Heritage Flakes. The
yeah, who's
Lovecraft
this?
Flakes.
I can't tell who this is. Who is this?
Oh, sorry. This is Zatcherino.
Zatcherino. Okay. I like that your nickname gets long. You do the longer nickname rather than the shorter nickname. Like Little Z.
It's whatever
Z.
People give me that week.
Little Z. All right. Let's see some photos of you on. What are you gonna? What are your plans and what are your expectations? Let's see photos of them, babe.
Well, I thank Jim the Poet for volunteering for the Bucci Show. I bake him a cake.
There he is. Look at his Crocs. He's got cowboy boots Crocs. Next one.
Yeah. I'm going to be doing some home repairs.
Oh, why are those home repairs screaming?
Well, the home didn't like the first crack at doing the soffit work. So I had to do it again. Okay. But that was after the first one I got irritated.
All right. Let's one more. One more. Oh, it's Ding Dang. You're going to be listening to Ding Dang on your holiday?
Oh, yeah. Ding, dang, dong. Woo! Ding, boochie boo. Woo!
We listened to enough of that song enough. All right.
We can't get that out of our head.
It's infectious. I gotta say, it is infectious. You know, and it's manifesting. You got liver spots all over the place. I think it's eating you from the inside out.
It is.
All right. Goodbye. 201-209-9368. Let's look at another look at old Bucci's. Jesus. Okay. Next one. Caller Igabuchi.
Ding, dang, dong, woo!
Who's this? This better not be Jackson again.
No, this is not. This is Hero.
Oh, Hero. Okay, Hero. How are you doing, Hero?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Let's see some photos of your vacation. I mean, your summer, not your vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, more riots! Jeez, Hero! Put down the crowbar! What are you doing? You know what? Actually, riot. We need to riot. Overthrow this horrible government. Riot, Hero! Riot!
No, no, no.
Oh, it's an Italian ambulance.
Me walking.
It's an Italian ambulance. Okay, I gotta switch it. All right, Hero, let's see another one, please.
Oh, well, this is me looking at an F3 tornado.
You're looking at a tornado. Let me see.
Tor.
What did I say? Tornado?
You said tornado.
Tornado? That's my Rhode Island accent. Don't mock my Rhode Island accent. It's a, you know what it is actually? You know what I was wishing I was looking at was a
tornado.
No.
Next slide. One more. What's this? It's
this
another
is
blank
some,
one.
There we go. Baseball-sized hail.
Baseball?
That hit
oh my God!
A windshield.
Jeez. So that's what you're going to be doing on your summer? You're going to be tornado chasing there?
Or just seeing it.
Well, don't get too close. How close have you ever been to a tornado?
A few miles. More like a couple miles up.
Okay. Well, let's see one more slide. Oh.
Okay.
There it is. What's that? What's that?
That's me swimming in a pool.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah, I see it. Oh my my God. All right, hero. I gotta change slides. This is scaring me.
Okay.
It's scaring me!
See you.
Turn off that slide projector. I don't know what's going on with some of these slides. There's like a... Change it, change it, change it! Caller Ego Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
This is Zeph.
Hey, Zeph, how are you doing?
Hey, you know, I'm doing. Living the dream.
Okay, let's see some photos of that dream there.
Okay, so we got a few things going on.
I'm going to skip right past that one. Yep, what else? I'm going
to
skip past
well,
that.
Well, I was able to rig it up and skip combine flip and slide skip with the game of Twister. So we're going to break that out, at least a few times.
Skip that one. Skip that one. Oh, yeah, look at that. Yeah. Slip and slide. I see it.
Yeah. It'll be fun. We haven't tried it yet.
It's very liquidy. I love it. I love a liquidy slip and slide. Is that a Bucci average? No. Let's do one more, huh? Just crying on that one.
We're going to do some sandboarding out at the Great Sand Dunes National Park.
What sand? So sandboarding, you go to a dune and then you get kind of like a sled and then slide down it. Is that what it is? Like, I'm asking, like, I'm not seeing, looking at a photo right now. There it is.
Yeah, that's it. The risk, there's strong risk for lightning strikes out there.
Yeah.
We might get.
You gotta watch out for like sand gnits. So you know, like those little insects and weevils that live in sand. You gotta watch out for that.
Yeah.
Oh, see, right there, it's in your eyeball. I'm watching. Let's see a close up of that eyeball. There it is. Those sand weevils are right up in your nasal cavity too.
Painful,
your nasal cavity. Yeah, it's be careful. So just wear a helmet and and gloves, and then don't go sand boarding. Do you do that every year?
Too late. It's already been photographed.
That's true. It is gone. It is there. We can't reverse it. Okay. Thanks, Zeph. Have a watch out for those weevils. 201-209-9368. Caller.
Hello.
Bucci. Hello. Who's this?
Henry.
Henry. How are you doing, Henry?
Good.
Great. What are you? What do you want to show me? What do you got? What do you want to show me? What's your plans for the summer?
So, today.
No, that's empty.
Well,
oh my God! It's more rioting, Henry. What are you doing? Stop rioting! There's an Italian ambulance again. Oh my God! Ah! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! All right, next slide, please. Jesus.
So,
Henry, show me another one, please.
I'm gonna get a tank.
You're gonna get a what?
And then come up to your doorstep.
There's my doorstep. Okay, yeah.
And then I'm gonna get the tank, and if you don't give me the $10, I'm gonna blow up your house.
What are you doing planting a big stick of dynamite next to my condo? I haven't even... My HOA board is going to be so mad. There's my HOA board. They're really mad. But you know what I don't see? Let's see. I'm going to skip through a couple of these slides of me being blown up. You know what I don't see, actually, Henry? I don't see one slide of me handing you $10. Not one.
Well, then I'm just going to blow up the slides. And make you give me $10.
You know what? This is so violent. The first slide of you is you throwing a garbage can through a pizzeria, and now I'm seeing a bunch of threats to your old pal Bucci.
I'm gonna come to your house with a baseball bat.
All right. Henry, let's see if that threat comes true. We're going to find out, because I'm going to show a slide of me calling the cops.
You're not going to be calling the cops because I'm going to eat your phone.
Gotta go. I don't know what I did to Henry to make him so mad. Actually, I do know what I did to Henry to make him so mad at me.
Ah!
Caller Yagabuchi.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, real fast. Who's this?
Okay, super quick. Promise.
What is it? Tell me.
First, we're making some honey cakes.
Honey cakes, I see them. Look how sweet they
are. After that, we're going to Knoebels.
The amusement park with the wooden roller coaster. I love it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. After that, we're going to Kalahari.
Kalahari, great. Absolutely fantastic. Sounds like a great summer.
Was I close enough there? Almost kisses?
WFMU.